You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Every single day, my patients come in to say, gosh, I've got these cravings. I gotta stop these cravings. What is going on? My body just will not stop. These cravings that we have, and people reach out for various things, particularly sugar, as well as cookies and candies. Now, my next guest is going to answer this question, why we do it, and what is really going on. Alexandra Jameson, co-star and co-creator of the Oscar-nominated documentary Super Size Me, and the author of Women, Food, and Desire. Embrace your cravings, make peace with your food, reclaim your body. All right. Welcome, Alex. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, where do your cravings come from? What's going on? What is going on with our body here?
Well, here's the deal, Suzanne. We fight our cravings in our body so much that we are at war with them. And I believe that your cravings are actually messages from your body that you need balancing of some kind. And I've discovered over years of working with thousands of women online and in person as my coaching clients that there are four root causes of all of our cravings. They're bacterial, nutritional, emotional, and physical. So every craving you have, whether it's for an apple or chocolate or wine or ice cream or potato chips, there's a message in that craving that you can begin to discover what your body's really asking for to heal in a totally new way that's not a restrictive diet or another calorie counting binge that you have to go on. It's really about intuitive eating and finally listening to and trusting your body.
Let's go over that again. You went really quickly over. I want our listeners to really understand the four root causes. Can you give them again, please?
Absolutely. They're bacterial, which I really go into the book Women, Food, and Desire about how your gut is your second brain. It's your emotional brain, but also we are more bacterial than we are human. So getting your bacteria balanced in your body in the right way is really important. So that's number one. The second root cause of cravings is nutritional. You know, your body may be asking for certain nutrients that it's missing. One of the top mineral deficiencies we're experiencing these days is magnesium. And your body knows that chocolate is a good source of magnesium. So I offer charts on nutritional-based cravings. Let's say you're craving bread. Well, you may be missing nitrogen in your diet. And these are the foods that are high in nitrogen, like peas and beans. So nutritional cravings are the second root cause. The third root cause is emotional cravings. Anything from anxiety, stress, sadness, loneliness, these emotional disruptions in our lives, they can actually manifest as a physical need. Like, you felt a broken heart, you felt anxiety in your gut before. Well, often we try to answer that anxiety or discomfort with food. So I really dive into the emotional root causes of cravings and offer some great ways to start healing those and accepting them and turning them around. And the final root cause of cravings, which I think is maybe the most fun and has the biggest opportunity for people, is physical. We are physical creatures. You know, we were designed, we evolved to learn best as we move. And we need each other. We need connection. We need hugs. You know, many scientists believe that we need at least 6 to 8 hugs a day of at least 6 to 10 seconds apiece just to feel whole and good about ourselves. There's lots of studies that show that if you remove a mammal baby from the rest of its litter, it will start to deplete and it won't gain weight and it will suffer. And human babies that don't get enough touch, they won't put on weight, they won't thrive. And we think that it's just babies, it's just our children that need physical attention and hugs and love. But we adults need it too, right? We need fun and play and to have a great time experiencing pleasure in our bodies. So I go into how to play more, why it's important to have a good, intimate, healthy, sexy relationship in your life, either with someone else or with yourself. So those are the four root causes.
You know, what I like is that you've definitely separated each one, and each one is such valuable information and things that do affect every part of our life. Our internal gut, it's constantly, right now, there's so much information about gut out there and the microflora, and I even talk about the skin flora, how it's all connected to your nervous system, your brain. And when you talk about that second brain and how important it is to listen to it, how do you teach in the book? What are you saying that you need to do to listen to your gut? How do you ask people to do that?
Well, the first step is before each meal to take really just 5 deep breaths and tune into your body. It's not something that we're taught. So if you feel like, wow, I'm not good at feeling what my body is saying to me right now, don't worry, you're not alone, because it's not something that we're taught in school, and most of our parents don't know this information either. So you may be the first one of your family to think about this. But close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and just notice where you feel any sensation in your body, especially before you sit down to eat. Because often we hold our tension, our anxiety, our stress in our gut. Many people feel it in their chest. Maybe you feel it in your forehead. But just to start to tune into it and breathe into it and consciously relax your body. So important to do that before a meal, because you can either be stressed or you can digest. But you can't do both at the same time. So if you're stressed out and you're running through your lunch or dinner, really need to calm that down. And that will allow your gut, your digestive system, to actually relax and do its work of digestion. That's a key part of beginning to heal digestion. And just that breathing, calm awareness exercise before each meal is so important. And it's really one of the simplest ways to start tuning into your body and your gut. And that's how you need to start balancing your bacteria. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of nutritional information in the book as well about how to balance that, but you can start breathing into it right now.
Yes. So, you know, basically we were talking about cravings. You're saying, let's listen to your cravings as well. Listen to that gut. The gut's going to tell you, your second brain. Now, what's the dangers of not listening? What do you think can happen if you don't listen to your body clearly?
Well, we're seeing the results of that all around us now. I've worked with, again, hundreds, thousands of people who don't listen to their bodies. And when the body is anxious, we are so stressed out, we are so time-starved, and we ignore the physical pain and the inflammation that arises. We ignore it, and we try to mask it with more sugar, more caffeine, more comfort foods, more prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs, more shopping, more reality TV. You know, we're trying to cover up what our bodies are really telling us, which is, I need better sleep, or I need better food, or I need more fun or play or rest or stretching. You know, our bodies are always telling us what we need, but we haven't been taught how to listen to it. So I really encourage you to start listening to and honoring your true cravings and desires. That may actually be the ticket to getting the body and the life that you want, not another deprivation-style diet.
Right. Great book that you have, Woman, Food, and Desire. Embrace your cravings, make peace with food, reclaim your body. This is a new book out there, everyone. It's fantastic. Alex, thanks so much for sharing your great information about cravings and how to connect with your body. Anyone who needs to get more information about Alex, you can go ahead and go to radiomd.com on my show page. We'll get all that information out there. You can also go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you go, you can get this book. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alex. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD sharing with you the natural strategies for ultimate wellness. And until then, stay well.